Frappa oomp.
Well, again, today we have another amazing episode.
It's going to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome back to Zoom. It's been 7 months.
It's been too long. Look, I've grown a Zoom beard.
And that took the seven months. Yeah.
The entire 7 months it took me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
yeah. Up. Look, it's been a really long time, and we've had plenty of opportunities, and we've had plenty of time to do this, but we haven't. And we've also decided to do it on Zoom because we were in a lockdown.
Yep. I can't even describe to the viewers how many times we said we should do another podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we didn't.
And we also said, yeah, we're going to make this a fortnightly thing, weekly thing, monthly thing. And we've made it a 7 monthly thing.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We're up and up, though. We have big plans to be more regular now.
We say that every time. I can't guarantee it this time. But we're doing it now. And it's going to be great.
Better late than never.
Yeah. So tell me, Tom, give me an update. How's the last 7 months?
We've just been in ISO. If you're in Adelaide listening right now, you know that we've had some crazy business going on. A pizza guy.
Crazy business.
Crazy. Pizza guy ruined it for the whole world. For Adelaide, not the whole world, but...
Where are the ninjas? He pranked us.
Where is Scotty?
Scotty, where are the ninjas? Ashton Kutcher, where were you?
What was his show again?
Pranked or something. Big old pranks with Ashy boy.
Ashton Kutcher's show. I can't remember what that's called. Anyway, yeah, not a lot. Just finished uni. I'm on holidays. Just living the dream now. Just went out and got myself a little walk down. Took Linnell. Got myself a little coffee. A little iced coffee.
Nice.
You're
married.
We've recorded a podcast once already today.
Yep.
So there's our second one. So I need a little pick me up.
You're still married, so that's good.
Still married as of today.
Yep.
It's day by day.
Day by day. Who knows, hey? Who knows what the future holds?
She's shocked I said that.
Wow. And there it is.
It's gone well. It's gone well. What about you, John?
Big update. Really?
Oh, wow.
Camera keeps shaking. Big update. I became TikTok famous over the past few days.
Yeah, so I can't believe I didn't bring that up about you.
That's really shocked as well. It's
huge
obviously,
for my life as well.
Yeah, it's obviously on everyone's lips. I released TikTok a week ago. I got 150 views. And I went, you know what? I still find it funny. And I want to keep up with this. And it's just for me. I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
And then this whole shabazz, Napier happened. And I decided that I'll make a little TikTok about it.
The pizza guy.
Little TikTok about it. No, it wasn't about the pizza guy. It was about something about the borders. And I even had a spelling mistake.
No, but because pizza guy is the reason that you're famous now.
Yeah, he is actually. I owe everything to him, to the pizza man. I'm going to leave a good review of that pizza place.
It's shut down now, but that's fine.
Nah, whatever. It happens. And then, talk about the borders. There's a little spelling mistake in there as well. I thought, this is kind of funny. And got 100,000 views.
Wow.
That is huge. A lot more than what Zoom gets.
We've made
between
it.
Between you and I.
Not confirmed, though.
Not confirmed.
That's just speculation.
Yeah, it could be big as well.
Huge shout out. Congratulations.
Released another one. 33,000 views. Go on. Then I got 4,000 views. Another 4,000. I released one yesterday. Got 100 views and I deleted it. So I had about 15 minutes of fame. And
wow. I'd love if Zoom can ride this train.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not. If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's Jordan Thompson, THOMPSON.
I'm sure you can find the details below. Find the details below.
Yeah. Give me a message if you want to find out as well. I'll happily show you my TikToks, my TikTok collection. I was really worried.
You can even put some promos on your TikTok.
Yeah, I could. I was really worried. We might even have a TikTok Zoom account.
Oh, wow.
This is the future. I was really worried because I was I didn't want to be the SA COVID boy. I didn't want to limit my creativity to just being SA COVID boy. So I kind of put pressure off.
You hate
to be boxed. I don't want to be boxed. So I feel relieved with that pressure now that my 15 minutes is over.
That's fair.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, bigger things.
I think bigger things are coming your way.
I think so. I think I'm destined for it. Mm. Anyway, enough about my popularity.
Oh, there's some more important issues.
There are some really way more important issues we're going to talk about here. So, yeah.
Like racism.
Racism, unfairness, but mainly racism. And I think that's been, you know, especially a big theme of this year.
Has been.
Racism. And, you know, a lot of us, when bad things happen, especially with racism, you sort of look to find some wise people to give some wise words, you know what I mean? Because you want to find out, you know, what can I do here? What's, you know, how do we help this? And so, you know, a close friend, David Guetta, has decided to share some words. And this is from a while ago. It's from a while ago, but I think it's still relevant. I think it's still relevant. So I'm going to share the screen.
Yeah, I love that.
And I'm going to show you.
I think some of the wise people in the world are David Guetta, Steve Aoki. Timmy Trumpet.
DJ Khaled.
Yep. I think they're some of the wise people.
Red Food.
Yeah, we should... Red Food. Absolutely.
And so basically what he does, he just ends racism. Like, he just straight up calls it out for what it is.
Wow.
And just ends racism.
Wow.
So let's watch. Let's watch how he does it. Let's watch how the master does it.
I didn't know it had been ended, to be honest.
It's ended now. So let's watch.
This record is in honor of George Floyd. And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace.
I want to see
when
that.
Already things are so difficult.
So difficult.
So, shout out to his family.
Shout out to his
family. I have a dream.
Initial thoughts.
I mean, my initial thoughts are there's no better song to be the theme.
To end racism.
The ends racism than the hamster dance. I think that just cuts through all those negative things. The hamster dance just cuts through all of them, you know.
It's all positive vibes.
Racism. Yeah, it is. A great little touch as well that I've only just picked up on is... is David Guetta putting the end of MLK's speech in the drop. Don't know if you noticed, maybe you can go back and watch if you're listening, but David Guetta puts in I Have a Dream during
I Have
the drop.
A Dream and then leads into the hamster dance.
Yeah.
I think that's
and
a really good touch.
That's how MLK would have wondered as
these
well.
Days, because we always talk about, you know, back then it was different, you know, now it's a different context. And I think if MLK had to do it all over again, I think that's how he would do it.
He'd do it with David Guetta at the side.
Yeah, and then with the hamster dance at the end.
He'd go for that march, that, you know, that moment in time that they, you know, is just amazing.
Yeah.
In that march, and he'd go with David Guetta.
He would go.
David Guetta on a little float coming behind him, playing the hamster dance the whole way.
And I think what really stood out to me was shout out to his family.
Very inspiring.
Couldn't have used any. I mean, obviously, yeah. I don't think English is his first language, but I think the choice of words, shout out to his family after, you know, obviously George passing away. I think it's a perfect choice of words. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think, you know, say shout out, man. Shout out to your family.
I mean, the only thing that he knows how to talk is he knows DJ speech, which consists of DJ shout-outs and put your hands up.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that he didn't say, put your hands up for racism. Put your hands up to stop racism.
Yeah. I say
racism. Can I see those hands up?
I say racism. You say no. Racism. Racism.
Yeah, look, I'm surprised we didn't see any of that. But look, good on David. I'm glad someone ended it.
Yeah, finally. It lingered on too long.
Yeah. We don't stand for racism here in Zoom.
Delete.
And if... Look, I didn't think David would be the man to do it, but look, but sometimes the most unexpected people make the biggest change. Or you got to look at baby Jesus. Who would have thought baby Jesus would change the world? Who would have thought that Mark Zuckerberg, a robot, would change social media?
Mm.
Yeah, the lizard man.
From little things, racism ends.
Oh, that's beautiful. And don't say we don't do anything. We do a lot.
Yeah, we do things. We talk about the big issues.
Big issues.
Moving on to the next segment then. Because now that racism event is ended, completely done.
That's just one more thing Zung's been a part of. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I am reminding myself of what that other segment is.
You seriously got one job.
And now I am reminded. So, when we, you know, you may find yourself laying on the couch sometimes, and you're looking out a window, and you're dreaming, or you know, and maybe imagining things are happening. You're just imagining things are happening, and you go, imagine.
Yeah,
imagine
I've done that before.
I've imagined before, and imagine if this happened. Mm-hmm. Imagine if this happened. Well, these people have decided to write them for you, so you don't have to imagine yourself.
Wow, that takes all the stress out of it.
It does, a lot of stress, and mainly to do with the One Direction boys.
Yeah, great. We've actually done a segment on this before.
Have we?
Imagines, yeah, we've done Imagines before.
We're doing it again.
Yeah, they were great last time. Why wouldn't we do it again?
Could do the same ones as before, but who would know?
All 100,000 of our viewers.
Yeah. Well, let me show you. Let me read some of these Imagines. Imagine. There might be some swear words that Ben can... blur out or something. Your bias, whatever that means, has moved into your attic, and their sole source of income is posting cat wedding videos on YouTube. They have a set of six cats that they stage a wedding for on Sundays and then stage a divorce for on Wednesdays. They make $100 a week by doing this, but they spend $40 staging the wedding and divorce for this. They ask if they can get another cat. Now, just imagine that. Just imagine that. Are you imagining?
I don't... What is a bias?
Listen, set of six cats, they stage a wedding for Sundays and then stage a divorce on the Wednesdays. And they ask you, they are like, Thomas, another cat?
Or I just can't stop thinking about a set of six cats. How do they come in sets? Are they like those little like grandma dolls that pop out?
Nah, a pair of cats.
So you got a big cat, and then you open the cat up and there's another cat inside.
The Russian dolls,
and so you got to get... Yeah, the Russian cats. So you got to put them all back together.
Yeah, but there's six of them. There are six sets.
And I want seventh.
And some are limited edition. Some are, you know, regular, whatever.
Holographic cats.
Anyway, I think that's really interesting. And it makes a lot of sense.
I think that's given us a lot to ponder.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Actually, what if we don't share screen? What if I just read it out to you?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Do you want me to close my eyes and I'll just...
Yeah, okay. I think that's really good.
Oh, seriously, just imagine. Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, imagine you and Brendan Urie, the guy from Panic at the Disco, the lead singer.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You're making some eggs. And you go to get out the milk when all of a sudden Ryan Ross, don't know who that is, runs into your home and slaps the milk out of your hand and yells, no, I need that.
No, Ryan. No.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
How does that make you feel?
Imagining. Well, I think just Ross is confused because if he really needed that milk, he wouldn't have slapped it out of my hands. He would have just asked politely for it.
Mm.
And I would have given it to him.
I think it's unfair and I think it's rude. But I definitely like where that was heading.
Yeah.
Because it's funny how these are quite, they're quite tantalizing. You know what I mean? Like, what happens next? What happens after he slaps the milk out of my hands? I'm with Brandon.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a, it's like a blurb on a book.
Blurb, yeah.
You know, it's giving you a little taste for what's coming. And boy, I just want more.
I want a taste.
I want more than a taste. I want a full-blown three-course meal of Yuri making me pancakes.
Yeah, I agree. Eggs, actually.
Sorry, eggs, pancakes.
Yeah. I'm going to read this one out. No one's going to know. So I want the audience now to imagine. I want everyone to close their eyes. So
if you're listening, close your eyes right now. Even if you're driving, close your eyes. Oh, just imagine.
Imagine.
Don't close your eyes. I'm just kidding.
Oh, silly Tom. Now just imagine this is one guy from the One Direction, the One Direction band, Niall Horan, except here it's pronounced nail. So anyway, close your nail. Eyes and just imagine, just listen to my voice and imagine where you are. So this is the setting. You're at the hospital having a baby.
Okay.
Your boyfriend, Nail, isn't anywhere to be seen. Where's Nail? He's gone. You panic. Then suddenly the doctor screams. You look down and Nail is crawling out. You say, hey, baby, I thought you wouldn't show up. He said, I've been planning this for weeks. You gave birth to Nail.
Who was my boyfriend? I've just got a lot of... physiological questions about this. I'm assuming that at the moment of conception, I also ate him.
Yes, potentially. This is all the fun about imagines. Like,
who, it's just a theory.
It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you, and what happens in your little brain.
Mm. Yeah. Well, again, it's a little. Bite-sized piece of a big cookie story.
I love it. Like, where is he? Give birth. There he is. And you say,
bang,
the first
I'm here,
thing,
baby.
Yeah, the first thing you say is, hey, baby. And he's like, I've been planning this for weeks.
What would you do if the first thing your newborn child said to you was, I'm here, baby?
I said, for weeks, you're so thoughtful. He's a thoughtful boyfriend.
Yeah, he is. He's thoughtful. He's so thoughtful. He let you give birth to him again.
Do you want to move on to the second one?
Yeah.
There's three more here, so we can really steamroll through these.
Yeah.
Okay, and this one's about Zayn.
Okay.
Imagine. You were at the beach eating chips and queso and listening to music. You look up and see that the guy singing is Zayn Malik. You both make eye contact and don't break it for 20 seconds. Wow, he says, still looking at you. Would the beautiful lady eating warm cheese come up and sing with me? Your elbows quiver and you get up on the stage. This song is for you, he says, and he grabs his guitar. Keep calm and love Zayn Malik, he says. Repeating it 12 times. You start dancing and you slip off the stage and break your elbows, making you tonight's biggest loser.
Wow.
What a roller coaster, hey?
I feel like that wasn't just a little snippet. That was the whole story.
That's the whole meal.
I couldn't stop thinking about her elbows quivering.
Yeah. How would that look?
All I can imagine is, isn't it also called a quiver where you put arrows in?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop thinking about her pulling her elbows off and putting them in her little backpack at the end. So and then shooting her elbows.
Yeah, and that's all about imagining. That's all about, and you know how your power of imagination.
And do you know how she'd shoot her elbows?
How would she shoot her elbows, Thomas?
With an elbow.
Imagines. One thing that really looked at me for 20 seconds was, will the beautiful lady eating warm cheese come up and sing with me? Mm. Nothing makes me more hungry than someone saying warm cheese.
I haven't heard a better pickup line since I heard Zane or Niall or whatever his name is say, hey, baby.
With a beautiful lady.
While coming out of someone's uterus. Oh, that's
true. And, but if you said, hey, baby, I probably wouldn't say that, actually.
No.
But this imagines. Yeah. And I think that's a really cool thing. We can move on to the next one now. All right.
Yeah. Is this the last one?
There's two more. They're both really good. Okay. I'll quickly go through these. Imagine your boyfriend, Harry Styles, buys you a Coke and you drink it and kiss him the next day. He says, my love, I'm dying. I sold both my kidneys online.
No.
You become angry. Start hitting him. You yell that if he loved you, he wouldn't have done that. He looks at you, tears in his eyes, and says, where'd you think I got the money for the Coke? I didn't think Coke was that expensive. I didn't think you had to sell both maybe your kidneys to buy Coke.
Maybe it wasn't Coca-Cola.
Well, you drunk it. It's all about the power of imagination. All right, last one. This one's for all those Twilight fans out there. And this is with Liam, I think. Imagine you move to a new town and there's this very mysterious boy in your biology class. He really doesn't seem to like you and you can't figure out why. That night, you see a shadow in your room. You turn on your light to reveal the mysterious boy from bio. You, what are you doing in my room? He smirks and says, my name is Lewis Tomlinson. He walks closer to you. You feel an overwhelming sense of danger. I am a vampire, he says again. And then he bites you and you two make out till dawn. So,
is that your personal one? Did you write that?
Yeah, I wrote that one myself. I'm really proud of that. Oh, see you, Tom. Hey, we're only doing a podcast. I'll catch you later. No, it was really good. Good talking to you.
Sorry, I need a drink of water.
Yeah, cool.
No, it's beautiful. Nice love story.
Mm.
I love a story with a good ending, and
I love a love story. Had a good ending. Yeah, it did. From biology class, I feel a biology class back in school was just always weird.
Was it?
Just a side note. I just feel like it's always had a chaotic energy.
Chaotic. You know why, though? It's a class that attracts so many different types of people.
Mm.
From my opinion, from my experience, you get all the PE people.
Yeah.
So you get all the mad jocks. You get all the people that didn't really want to do any of the other sciences but need to do a science.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do chem or physics. They're like, well, I'll do the other science. I'll do biology. And then you get all the other people that actually want to do biology.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Chaotic mix.
Mm. No, you're right. You're always right.
No, you're right. You're right.
So this one.
Where are we going now?
This is our last second. Already.
Oh, I love this one.
Already. This is a great one. So this one's called, well.
This is fun for the whole family.
Well, we have some pressing issues that we need to talk about. And we find that the best way that we can talk about these issues is through a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes.
And so we got, you know, we're sort of pressed for time. So we got these PowerPoints from the internet. They're not really sure what they look like. So Tom's going to have a PowerPoint presentation of a PowerPoint that he hasn't seen before. And then I'm also going to do a PowerPoint presentation of a PowerPoint I haven't seen before. We're sure the PowerPoints are fine, but we just got some big issues. And Tom, what's my big issue?
Your big issue is how people are continuing to post this a beer drinking challenge on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the reality that no one cares that you can drink a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a big issue. And that's what I'm going to talk about. And Tom.
And what's mine?
Your big issue is all these people telling all these lies at the pizza shops. It's got to end. It's got to end.
Lies at the pizza shops.
Lies at the pizza shops.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Right, so who wants
the two go big first? Topics?
No,
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. So will we have two different PowerPoints?
Maybe.
Oh, okay, cool.
They could be the same. Get ready. Are you ready?
So I'm ready to present now. I'm presenting right now.
You're presenting. Lies of the pizza shop.
Welcome, guys, to my presentation. Obviously, lies, people lying in pizza shops is a big cultural issue for us right now. And so this presentation is going to focus on what we can do about that. Mm. And obviously, a big part of stopping the lies in pizza shops is talking about the job analysis process. And really what we want to do is just evaluate pizza holders and stakeholders as well. Pizza holders and stakeholders. That stakeholders actually spelled incorrectly. It's supposed to be S-T-E-A-K. Different sort of stakeholder. Pizzas and steaks. We have the same problem in both those areas. And as you can see, we've just had a bit of a technical issue with the slides. The same ones popped up again.
Oh, no, here we go. Next one.
I will just... Okay, here's the next one. And so, look, if you didn't know, a really big part of stakeholders and pizza holders and combating the lies that we see in those workplaces is pet turtles. And the number I really want you to focus on here is actually the number of turtle pet owners in Australia, and that's 60. Now, I don't know if you know much about turtles and pet people, is that that's way too many. That's way too many turtles in Australia that are pets. That leads, obviously, for obvious reasons, to more pizza holders and stakeholders. This next slide I love this slide. Very informative. And the number I want you to take a good close look at is we call it the TBMP factor. You see it on the right side, and that's the terrible big mess pizza factor. And so that's just telling us that, look, you can see it's quite high, that it is a big it is a big mess.
Yeah.
It is a really big mess, the pizza holders. This is really important. You know, as I assume we're wrapping up the presentation, I hope there's not too much long. But we can see that obviously due to the pizza and stakeholder issues, there is a lot of people in health centres and not hospitals. A lot of people are going back to their school health centres instead of hospitals, and that's a big issue. We want to combat that and the pet turtles.
And now your last slide.
Oh, great. And, you know, just to summarise today's presentation, I hope that you've gotten something out of it. How we want to summarise this is just by just restating the importance of separating our plants from our vertebrates. So, you know, if you want to combat pizza and liars at pizza and stakeholders places, just make sure you keep your plants away from your vertebrates. Thank you very much.
That was beautiful. I learned a lot from that, I thought.
Thank you so much.
I'm really hoping that everyone at home can learn from that and that they're not actually going to lie at a pizza shop now.
I actually have no idea what I just said for the last 5 minutes.
What?
I was speaking from my heart, not my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Issue very close to my heart.
Yeah. All right. It's my turn now, and I'm going to be speaking on
just the issue with people posting videos of them drinking beer science.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
How do we decrease that?
How do we decrease that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that. That's what I'm going to speak about.
Great.
So I'm going to get my PowerPoint up.
Over to you. The floor is yours.
I'm going to get my PowerPoint up.
Okay. I hope it's a different
decreasing. PowerPoint. All right. So Let's look at the stats. Let's look at the maths, the terms, okay? So we got here the max flow. So at the top here, you see it at the apex, the top, at the moment, that's the amount of posts that people are doing a day about drinking
it's too many.
Beers. It's too many. It's way too many. So what we've got to do is we've got to decrease the wave speed and go down. Instead of drinking, you know, beers, we want that jam. And that's what that jam density is. So we want to start drinking jam. And so now I've got 5 steps to achieve this goal. Number one, plan the activities required to achieve a goal. How are we going to do that? We're going to stop. We plan to stop tagging other people so they also don't drink. Number two, organize the tools and implement necessary to perform tasks. Don't have any alcohol in your house. That can stop that. Implement the plans accurately. Do it. Number four, control checks to make sure. So get accountability from your friends to say, hey, maybe that's not good. Last one's irrelevant. So another way that we can stop this, again, looking at the stats, lobster total catch. Okay, we've got to have distractions here. We've got to have distractions from drinking on Instagram. Okay, we've got to think about how many lobsters are being caught at the moment. In 2012, 130 have been caught.
It's too many.
You know, and that's it's too many. It's way too many. And it's very similar to the amount of posts that are being made on Instagram, okay? And just gets us thinking, you know this is what our brains look like. It's all muddled up, you know. We're thinking of worms, bees, bacteria, you know. It's just our research. Our brains just start to look at this. This is what your brain looks like once you've sculled a beer and posted on Instagram. This is what it looks like. You don't want to look like this, okay?
No.
We're just all these bugs and whatever. And so calories, the amount of calories that are going into drinking these beers, you know? And a lot of people think, oh, you know, you grow fat. Wrong. Calories are actually tiny creatures that live in your closet and sew your clothes a little bit tighter every night, okay? So the more that you, the more that you actually drink this, the more that all your clothes are going to be tighter and tighter and tighter, and then eventually, oh, I can't fit in my clothes, and you buy new ones. This is what happens when you drink the beer. So to wrap things up, the importance of communication, okay? Good communication increases efficiency in new technologies and skills, okay? More innovation through communication. How do we communicate with others to stop this, to stop the drinking of beers and tagging other people? Very simple. We don't do it. We don't do it. We stop the trend. We have a lockdown. We lock down from beers. We lock down from Instagram, okay? And just a little throw in at the end. This is what happens when you just, there's too much energy into drinking beers, okay? And the source moves on to the next load. And then this energy moves on to other energy. It's too much, okay? Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you. I learned something today about those damn bugs that live in my closet.
And they sew your clothes tighter. You get more calories, they get tighter.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you drink too many beers on Instagram.
It's a big problem, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, in this current culture, this modern culture, it's a big problem. The calorie. The calorie bug. A lot of people know about it. Look, I didn't know until today.
Mm. And that's the whole point of this. Again, we're talking about big issues here. Okay? And that's why we just want to bring attention to this to other people so that we can stop it now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe as we close today, we just want, you know, there's two things you can take away from today. It's
racism
stop
has ended.
Posting. Oh, sorry, 3 things actually.
Yeah.
David Guetta, he's finished racism.
Yeah, he's finally put an end to it.
He's put an end to it with the help of the hamster dance.
Shout out to
his secondly,
family.
Yep. Secondly, stop posting videos of you drinking beer on Instagram and tagging other people. That needs to stop right now. Needs to stop, okay?
Too many calories.
Too many energies going into the loads and then back into energies.
And back into energies.
And then also my presentation, which I'll let Jordan summarise.
Yeah. Too many lies at pizza shops. We gotta stop that.
Must stop.
And the way we can do that is we can stop getting confused with vertebrates and invertebrates. Mm-hmm. Just stop getting that confused and then lies will happen. You know? It's a flow on effect.
Yeah, it's just a flow, it's a flow chart.
Flow
it's
chart.
A flow on effect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll
jam density. We need more jam density. More jam Instagram
less
videos.
Lobsters.
Less lobsters. Too many. Way too many.
Yeah. Look, it's been great.
It's been really good.
And we've talked about some big issues today. It's been great.
Mm.
Hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Wow, that's a big call. Could be in a week's time, could be in 7 months' time. But until then...
Mm. We'll see you in the next episode.
We'll see you in the next episode on Zoom.